Please be seated. Comfortable reading this morning. Today's passages are about choice and reconciliation. In Sirach, an apocryphal book, the writer mentions the word choice or choose in each of the first three verses. We are given power to choose, and what we choose is what we will receive. The psalmist writes about a people choosing to do right and not being forsaken. Paul even alludes to this theme by rejecting Apollos or Paul and instructs us to choose God in Christ. Matthew then brings this all together in a continuation of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus instructs us to choose to do the hard thing, as in going to someone you disagree with, tearing out your eye or cutting off your hand to make yourself right with God. Tough choices. God calls us to be reconciled not only with God, but with each other as well. Jesus shares with his disciples the negative impact of unresolved and conflicted human relations and offers a method for accountability and a path towards mending broken relationships. For real reconciliation to occur, we must do more than just identify the offense. We have to choose to value the relationship that has been compromised. This requires an openness of our heart to engage in dialogue and to seek the restoration of that particular relationship. God's desire for us is to live in relationship with one another. When our relationships are broken, other areas of our lives become off balance to the extent that it often impacts our ability to function, to live in the world. Broken relationships separate us from one another and God. At times, we are oblivious to the impact of our actions on the lives of others. Our intent may be genuine or without malice, and the impact to others may still be devastating. Pride and fear often play an important piece, impeding us from reconciling with those whom we love and who love us, and from those who differ from us. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are called to build bridges, not walls. In the current state of affairs in our nation, the stark difference of opinion at the political and ethical level has caused visible divides among families, friends, and communities. It has become a common occurrence to hear friends defriending each other's pages in social media as a result of political debates or opposing points of view about relevant and challenging topics. How can we find common ground in the midst of our differences? How can we, even during challenging and uncertain times, create space for dialogue and reconciliation? Jesus came to reconcile us with God. It is that ministry of reconciliation that encourages us to create spaces for healthy and productive dialogue. It is that ministry of reconciliation that urges us to remain faithful to our vocation of love, where we reject sin while embracing the sinner. Author and researcher Brené Brown shares a story about empathy versus sympathy. Brown shares that empathy feels connection while sympathy drives disconnection. She describes empathy as the ability to take on the perspective of another person while staying out of judgment, recognizing the emotions in other people and communicating that. Brené further states that empathy is a choice, and it is a vulnerable choice. Having empathy for those with whom we differ provide us an opportunity to listen attentively to their perspectives, creating spaces for holy conversations that lead to reconciliation or positive changes, even in the midst of basic and profound disagreements. We can choose to nurture our divides and remain in a state of tension and dissension, or we can decide to be open to the movement of the Spirit and focus on that which unites us. God's love for humanity, and work together through our disagreements. Chris, my bride, and I have been married for 35 plus years now. We tend to argue all the time. It's just who we are. And while in the Navy, we were given the distinction of being the couple that would not make it. Well, everyone here is a witness to the fact that those people just got it wrong. The truth is, besides one other couple who we keep in contact with, all those people who judged us are now divorced. And after a number of years, I met up with one of those divorced Navy buddies, and he asked me how Chris and I did it. And I offered him this story. One night, Chris and I engaged in yet another heated and emotionally charged conversation. And I, reaching a point of no return, decided to grab a bag, pack up a few things, and walk away. And while packing, I noticed that Chris had placed another suitcase next to mine and started packing as well. And with a huff, I asked her, "Where in the world are you going?" And she responded in an angry tone, "I don't know. I am going wherever it is you are going." When we disagree, when we find ourselves on the other side of an issue, our disagreements, personal, professional, religious, political, are not sufficient ground to separate us. We are bounded by something greater. Avoidance of contact is a defense mechanism we use to evade our responsibility to foster reconciliation and unity. Because reconciliation is hard work. It is holy work. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, preaching in Guatemala, offered this: "The gift of the church to the world is reconciliation. We have been given it as a gift for ourselves so that we may know God. And we have been given it to learn." Folks, that is what we are here for. To help reconcile one to another. As the church, we have a unique opportunity to become bridge builders during this time in our world, in our nation, in our community. We have a chance to exercise our prophetic voices in unique and powerful ways at the same time that we spread and teach the gift of reconciliation. Jesus, our model, faced confrontation with determination and compassion. It is a healthy and necessary balance to mend and maintain challenging relationships. Jesus' determination ensured that the dignity of every human being was respected. His compassion showed God's love to those who were difficult to love. May we all find holy balance in these challenging times to maintain a reconciling spirit while challenging the injustices against God's children in a way that fosters dialogue and builds bridges. Not an easy task, but one that each one of us has been called to do.